KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Iowa Hawkeyes down Minnesota 63-59 in Iowa City in a game heard here on KJAN last night as the Hawkeyes went on a 9-0 run to end the game and seal the win over the Gophers. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey was upset with his team's defense after they gave up 103 points against Indiana, but he says the effort was much better last night against the Gophers.
Well, it's a 40-minute game, and you can't play any better defense than we played in the first 10 minutes of that game. And that's, I think, what made me the most proud of this team. Now, we had a couple crazy turnovers early. Our rebounding was just okay. But then in the second half, we turned the ball over once. We missed some free throws, but we rebounded, out-rebounded them, mixed the defenses a little bit, and really gave them some problems with the zone. We were able to run out of it.
McCaffrey questioned his team's toughness to play defense in the Big Ten after that Indiana loss.
They have it in them. We have been tough. We just haven't been consistently tough game in and game out. And that's, I think, what always frustrates a coaching staff, because you say, is it their fault? Is it my fault? Is it my staff's fault? Are we traveling the right way? But you break down everything and say, how can we give up 103 points? We prepare. We work. The kids are in shape. So it's ultimately part of the growth process. These kids, the way they came out tonight, you knew that they remembered Sunday.
Matt Gaetens led Iowa with 18 points. Roy Devon Marble had 12 points, as Iowa's now 12-11 on the season. They're 4-7 in Big Ten conference play. The Drake Bulldogs fell on the road at Indiana State 61-54 in the MVC last night. Drake had a big scoring drought, including one of 8-34 in the second half that hurt their chances. On his postgame show on KRNT radio, Drake coach Mark Phelps said the lack of offense was tough to overcome.
You have to give Indiana State credit. I thought they packed their defense in, made it tough for us, especially dribble penetration-wise, and I thought that was key. But we weren't our normal selves tonight on offense, and that's unfortunate. It's disappointing.
Well, Phelps said the Bulldogs also struggled at the free throw line.
We haven't been a good free throw shooting team, and it's going to catch up to you. We work on it. It's something that we have to improve, but it hasn't been something that's been a strong point for us this year, and it rose up and helped contribute to our inefficiency on offense.
Drake falls to 6-6 in the Valley. They're 13-10 overall, and they'll host Missouri State next up on Saturday. Doug McDermott scored 17 of his 25 points in the first half to lead 6 Creighton players in double figures as the 13th-ranked Blue Jays rode to a fast start and got a 102-74 win over Illinois State last night. The Blue Jays won their 11th straight overall and 4th in a row against the Redbirds. Creighton broke out to a 17-2 lead, making 8 straight shots and 10 of their first 11 as McDermott was in double figures inside 8 minutes of the game. Grant Gibbs also had 12 points and 7 assists to help lead the way for the Jays, who have scored 100 points now for the second time this season. They had 104 against Campbell. Creighton now 21-2. They're 11-1 in Valley play. Elsewhere in the top 25 last night, number 6 Baylor beat Texas A&M 63-60. 8th-rated Kansas over Oklahoma 84-62. Number 11 UNLV beats Colorado State 82-63. 14th-ranked Georgetown over UConn 58-44. 17th-rated San Diego State holds off Boise State 58-56. Number 23 Michigan tops number 20 Indiana 68-56. And number 21 Florida State beat Georgia Tech 68-54. In women's college hoops last night, Lauren Mansfield got Iowa State going early in the second half as the Cyclones pulled away from Oklahoma State early and beat the Cowgirls 73-52 in Hilton Coliseum. Allie Christofferson led 4 Iowa Staters in double figures with 20 points. That's her third career 20-point performance. Anna Prinz had 16 points and a season-high 8 rebounds, 7 in the first half. Nikki Moody scored 13 points with 5 boards, and Chelsea Poppins had 11 points and a game-high 16 rebounds for Iowa State. As the Cyclones committed a season-low 8 turnovers and dished out 16 assists, Chastity Cole led the Cyclones with 6 assists and no turnovers, as Iowa State improved to 12-8 overall, 3-6 in the Big 12. Cyclones next will play host to Texas at Hilton on Saturday. In the NBA last night, Philadelphia downing Chicago 98-82. It was Orlando over Washington 109-103. New Jersey beat Detroit 99-96. Boston over Toronto 100-64. Indiana beat Minnesota 109-99. Milwaukee over Miami 105-97. Oklahoma City beating Dallas 95-86. Phoenix over New Orleans 120-103. San Antonio beating Houston 99-91. It was Portland over Charlotte 112-68. The LA Clippers beating Utah 107-105. In the National Hockey League, the New York Rangers beat Buffalo in a shootout 1-0. Toronto 1-0 over Pittsburgh. Florida beat Washington 4-2. Dallas over Anaheim 6-2. And Los Angeles 3-2 over Columbus. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz did his best to keep the focus on the Hawkeyes' latest recruiting class Wednesday instead of star running back Marcus Coker's departure. Ferentz says he plans to discuss non-recruiting topics, including Coker and the likely announcement of a new defensive coordinator at a press conference next week. The Hawkeyes took their first steps in moving on from Coker by signing a pair of running backs who might see playing time as early as next season. Leading the way is Greg Garmon, a 6'1", 200-pounder from Erie, Pennsylvania, a four-star recruit notched 2,859 career rushing yards and 27 touchdowns. Iowa also landed Cedar Falls back Barkley Hill. The Hawkeyes signed 24 players in their latest recruiting class, including just three from Iowa. One of them, though, Nate Meyer of Fremont Mills, had a great career and a great season last year and leading Fremont Mills to the eight-man state football championship. He'll get his opportunity at running back to begin his Iowa career. A junior college transfer, Cliff Stokes, brings a quality that Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes sees as essential in recruiting defensive backs. At 6 feet and 180 pounds, Stokes has the size to take on the tall receivers that the Cyclones face in the Big 12 Conference. Rhodes says height was the key element that he sought in the five defensive backs who are among 21 recruits who signed with Iowa State on Wednesday. Four of the five new defensive backs are at least 6 feet tall, while the other is 5'10". Iowa State also signed five defensive linemen and place kicker Cole Netton, who will compete for that job immediately. A new Penn State coach, Bill O'Brien, gave credit to the recruits who stuck with their verbal commitments to the Nittany Lions. It would have been easy for them to join the roughly half-dozen prospects who left for other schools in light of the upheaval surrounding the football program since November. Instead, just more than half of Penn State's 19-member recruiting class is comprised of holdovers who initially committed to O'Brien's predecessor, the late Hall of Fame coach Joe Paterno. As of last night, recruiting services had Penn State's 2012 class ranked anywhere from 39th to 50th in the country and the middle of the pack in the Big Ten. Well, the NCAA has put Nebraska on 2 years probation and agreed to a self-imposed five-figure fine as part of an impermissible benefits case involving textbooks and school supplies. The NCAA spared the Cornhuskers a stiffer punishment for what were determined to be major infractions across multiple sports over multiple years. Nebraska reported the problem, and last July, they acknowledged that they had improperly distributed nearly $28,000 in textbooks and other school supplies to athletes from 2007 to 2010. Well, the New York Giants had perfect attendance for their first Super Bowl practice in Indiana. Running back Ahmad Bradshaw, linebacker Jaquan Williams, and receiver Hakeem Nicks all worked on a limited basis yesterday at the University of Indianapolis. Bradshaw, who's been restricted to one practice a week with a broken bone in his right foot, was a surprise participant. Tom Coughlin had said earlier in the day that he would not practice. However, having extra time off after the NFC title game win over San Francisco helped him get back on the field. Williams injured his right foot against the 49ers. Nicks hurt a shoulder in that game. Defensive end O.C. Umanyura and cornerback Corey Webster also were limited. They've been nursing those injuries for weeks. Umanyura has been fined $20,000 by the NFL for missing a mandatory Super Bowl media session this week. He later apologized, saying that he misread the schedule. Rob Gronkowski has missed his fourth straight practice with the New England Patriots with a high left ankle sprain. With only 4 days to go before the Super Bowl, the All-Pro tight end still hasn't worked out with his teammates in Indianapolis. The Patriots returned to practice yesterday after holding meetings and film sessions on Tuesday. Gronkowski, who set an NFL single-season record with 17 touchdown receptions, was hurt late in the third quarter of their 23-20 win over the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game. He had worn a protective boot for a week until shedding it on Monday. He said at Tuesday's media day that his ankle was improving daily, but he wouldn't say if he would play Sunday against the Giants. Well, John Perry is back at the Super Bowl, this time as the referee. The 12-year veteran official in his fifth season as a referee. Perry worked the 2007 championship game as a side judge. He was promoted to referee later that year. Perry has officiated 9 playoff games, including 1 conference championship. He did the Saints 49ers playoff game last month. Perry didn't work any games involving the Giants or the Patriots this season. Joining him on Sunday's crew are umpire Carl Paganelli, headlinesman Tom Stabile, line judge Gary Arthur, field judge Gary Cavaletto, side judge Laird Hayes, and back judge is Tony Sterator. Overall, the crew has 94 years of NFL officiating experience and worked 69 postseason games. Colts owner Jim Irsay is likely to wait until the last minute to decide whether to pay Peyton Manning a $28 million roster bonus. The deadline to do so is March 8th. Irsay told reporters that he will continue to monitor Manning's recovery from September 8th neck surgery, and an announcement is unlikely before early next month. And one of boxing's all-time great trainers has died. Angelo Dundee, who helped to groom Muhammad Ali and Sugar Ray Leonard into world champions and became one of boxing's most recognizable figures, died yesterday at the age of 90. The genial Dundee was best known for being in Ali's corner for almost his entire career. But those in boxing also knew him as an ambassador for boxing and a figure of integrity in a sport that often lacked it. According to his son Jimmy, Dundee died with his family surrounding him, but not before being able to attend Ali's 70th birthday bash in Louisville, Kentucky last month. Jimmy Dundee said it was the way he wanted to go. He did everything he wanted to do. A master motivator and clever corner man, Dundee was regarded as one of the sport's great ambassadors. He was inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame in 1994 after a career that spanned 6 decades training 15 world champions, including Leonard, George Foreman, Carmen Basilio, and Jose Napolis. Boxing promoter Bob Arum said Dundee always put a positive spin on life, saying he was wonderful. He was the whole package. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.